dreams come true. Along came Linda, Linda, pretty little Linda, looked into my eyes. Along came Linda.
All right, our next guest, ladies and gentlemen, we are honored to have a couple of moments to talk with. Film and television star since the 1980s, and about every, I don't know, it's not even that regular. I was going to say every 10 years, but it was 10 years between the first and second, and almost 20 between the second and third. A Terminator movie comes out starring our guest, Linda Hamilton. Welcome to your talk show.
Thank you, Jim. How you doing?
We're great here. I hope things are well where you are in this very unprecedented time.
Safely tucked away at home in New Orleans, so got to be careful here. Bit of a hot spot.
Yeah. All right. Well, good. We hope you stay safe down there, and appreciate you sharing your latest venture here as a I don't know. Do we call this a supporting role at this point in the new movie Easy Does It?
Very much a supporting role. I mean, yes, a supporting role.
And you know, it's a. I said to the audience earlier here, I'm going to ask you to describe this because I watched the advance copy that they were kind enough to send along, loved it, and I'm really having trouble saying, oh, it's kind of like this movie. It really stands on its own.
Yes, it is a madcap adventure, I think, and stressing madcap. It's, you know, a little road trip movie, a buddy movie, a stoner movie, and comedy all the way. But just mind candy is a good way to describe it. Just good, fun, very interestingly filmed, you know, and it fits together really well. It's just wacky.
Well, I think it'll be fun for people to watch. It's in this day and age, again, it's one of those things that, well, where can I go see it? Theaters are closed and those kinds of things. And as I understand it, this is going to be in a streaming mode starting tomorrow. Is that right?
Yes, tomorrow.
Do we know what services it's going to be on, Linda?
Oh, I am remiss.
We will. We will dig around and find that it's become so difficult for people to know where to go see a new movie these days, with the theaters largely being closed or opening in weird fashion. You were probably filming this before the whole COVID thing probably came down, I'm guessing.
Oh, way before. Yeah. As a matter of fact, it was before Dark Fate. Oh. So it was maybe three years ago now, and these wonderful filmmakers, Will Addison, our director, and our producer, Ben Matheny. He's also starring in it. They co-wrote it. You know, it was really just this fantastic effort on these fellas and their friends' parts to get this made. So it's been like 3 years in the making.
Okay, and it's...
We would scrape together $5,000 and go and shoot 5 days in the desert. You know, I mean, it was just...
Yeah. It's an independent film, as I understand it.
Yeah, and, it's just wonderful that there are still filmmakers that are that devoted.
Yeah, and people might ask, Linda, well, all right, but you're Sarah Connor, you're 100 other characters, depending on what people have seen you in. What is it that was appealing about an independent film at this point in your career?
I actually have continued to do independent films throughout my career. It's just most of them people don't see. I'm like, oh, you know, I do. I just love to act. And so if there's anything in there that I can play with that I haven't played with before, I'm in. You know, I mean, considering, of course, the totality of the script.
Sure.
And all of that. I mean, it's not, you know, I'm completely rational about my decisions, but I love to, you know, this was a homegrown project here in New Orleans, and I just saw that and thought, well, I love supporting young indie filmmakers. So I did it for half of what they offered me, and then I gave them that money back. So posted it for free.
Great for
you.
You
know how many offers I'm going to get for $0 after this comes out?
Yeah, we got one for you here if you want to come up, Linda.
Yeah, we got one for you.
Well, it's a really interesting film. It's a fun film, in all honesty, and I think people will enjoy it. It's Easy Does It. I do have to ask you one thing because it's sort of and I'm sure you've been asked this question a million times, but it sort of bookmarks where you began your career, a few years earlier that, and now as the series has been completed, I guess, as it relates to Terminator, ultimately, is that movie as much of a love for you as it was for Terminator fans, that series of movies?
Yes. I mean, possibly not at the start of it. None of us ever imagined a franchise. And so it wasn't like I jumped in thinking that was going to really be the bookends. That's how I call it, the bookends of my career. That was my beginning. And, could not have imagined that 35 years later I'd be playing Sarah Connor again. But definitely, she is the biggest, most precious character that I've played in my career.
Well, and I think for a lot of us as well. It is great to be able to talk with you and hopefully get a bunch of people to go online and take a look at Easy Does It. It's a great film, and we congratulate you on your latest accomplishment, and we hope to keep seeing and hearing from you in the future.
You're so sweet. Thank you, Tim.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.